Okay, we're back with part two. I'm sitting down with longtime Tampa Bay broadcaster Chris Fisher, better known as the architect by some at 102.5. So what were we talking about? I forget.
Oh, who knows, man. I appreciate you having me on. I really do. Thank you very much. Tell me about the table that's sitting in front of me that has all this doodle on it.
Basically, it's my doodle table, essentially, yeah.
So what's this formula over here?
I have no idea. All right. I saw it somewhere, and I was like, I need to write this down because I want to look into it later. It's some sort of... Maybe I wrote it down on there.
Is it a time portal?
No, it has something to do with, like...
If I read it, will...
It's an important equation. I know that. I think it's, like, the spin of an electron or something like that. It was a big deal. I don't know what the hell it is, but it just kind of... Whatever notes I need to take at the time... I put them on here, and now it's got replaced, because this is kind of small, it's gotten replaced by the big one, and now I'm keeping the big one clean.
Yeah, it's a nice piece of wood you got over there, man. It
certainly is. Thank you, sir. So where can people find the Fisher Experience?
Right now, nowhere. I don't know. The FisherExperience.com is a work in progress as well. So
is it?
I'm kind of one of those things where it's kind of one of those things where I'm either like all in or not, and I'm not right now. I'm still in a floating phase, and so you know the website isn't exactly where it is, and I'm not doing a good job. Like I wouldn't be a good example right now of somebody to go, oh well, let me go check that guy out and see how he operates his brand and his podcast and so on and so forth, because I'm doing nothing. My boat's just floating, like I said, just kind of sitting there in the water, which I don't have a problem with at all. It's by design. I'm chilling. It's nice and comfortable in the water, and I've got plenty of time. There's no storms, on the horizon, and except for my girlfriend every now and again. I got to kind of stave that way. That's a water spout that pops up, you know, once every 2 or 3 days.
Oh, yes.
And then, I have to kind of take a good grip on the boat, but yeah, man. So, but I, we'll figure it out.
Do you think that you will end up back in radio? Is that the goal, or do you think you're kind of done?
I don't know. I don't know. I love radio. I love the connection with listeners, with people. As I enter this podcast world, I see that you don't need to do the 5 days a week that you do in terrestrial radio. In terrestrial radio, you need the frequency for advertisers. In the podcast world, you need to just get people passionate about you so that they're your followers, so that when you say, hey, join me at this place on this date for this kind of party, they trust you. They know they're going to have a good time. You're going to pack the place. You're going to make good money. The bar, the club, the theater, the store is going to make good money. You're going to make good money, and everybody's happy. So I don't know where I was going with that one.
See, your brain's moving too fast. You're getting ahead of yourself, man.
It
That's
is.
Part of the deal. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I was talking to this guy, the Jay Soderberg. Not Jay Soderberg. His name's Jay. He's my friend's uncle, and he's working for this podcast company now. And I told him, I think I want to end up on radio. To me, there's something appealing about this is... Those four call letters, and it's, 100.6 or whatever. That's just cool to me for some reason.
So, to end up back on radio, I would not turn down that opportunity. I don't think I can do just jocking radio. Like, if somebody called me and said, hey, man, can you come in and just jock and you talk, you voice track, you're like, where a lot of radio is right now.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that. I think it has to be in a personality-driven show, be it a morning show, afternoon show, talk show format. I do not have to be the number one guy. It doesn't have to be my show. I can easily be number two, number three. But it has to be something that I'm passionate about. Like, if I go into somebody else's show, I want to be able to... There's chemistry with the host and the chemistry with the news person or the producer or whatever they have going on. And then go, all right, man, these are people I can see as family. If I can see them as family, then I know we can go to the top. I know that we can be a contender. Let's go. I'm in. But at the same time, I really see a world where I don't have to go back there. And like I said, I've got plenty of time. My girlfriend would differ with me, but I have plenty of time to figure out whether or not I can take this brand, this Fisher brand here in Tampa, let's call it, of X amount of people and the capital and the time that I've spent over the past 15 years in this area, can I take that and then turn that, parlay that, you know, can I double that size and then triple in 10 times and so on and so forth, you know, and then what does that mean? What can you do with that? So we'll see that. A lot of variables, but if guys like me can figure it out right now, then because like we said, you know, earlier, the guys that are making it are pretty much your big names: Adam Carolla, Rogan, Mark Maron. So if the guys that have regional, or is that the best term? Let's call it regional. You know, the St. Pete Clearwater or the Southeast. If those guys that have a small brand to work with, can they, like I said, parlay that brand into something else? And then that sets up for guys like you who are looking to establish a brand. And like I said, you need to get out and touch people. You got to get out into the theaters. You got to get out into the wherever and give your jokes and commentary or whatever it is you do and start bringing people into your world, your network, your Facebook page and your website and podcast.
I tell you, the big struggle that I have with this, the best form of advertising you're going to have is having somebody on and then being like, hey, I did this show. Let me share it with my people, right? And I have a lot of comedians on, a lot of artists, you know. People don't, it's amazing how they don't promote themselves. It's ridiculous. I'll be like, hey, you know, here's the YouTube clip. Please share it, you know, however you'd like. It's just as much yours as it is mine, you know, and that way we can cross-pollinate our, what do you call it, hubs or something. And people just don't do it. It's amazing.
Well, it depends. You know, I'm not doing a good job of promoting myself right now, and it's because I don't feel like I have anything to promote. I'm just kind of floating around. I have family members that download my podcast. I've got some friends. There's about when I was doing the live stuff over at Life Improvement Radio After Dark, I was, you know, our first show was like 7,600 people streaming live, and then it was our average, I think, was between 2,500 and 3,000 an episode or a show, which is every single day. And I wasn't promoting it at all. It's because I knew I wasn't feeling it. I knew I wasn't, again, as a guy that almost looks at what we do at, well, you can. some guys do as an art form, like, again, as a craft. I couldn't in good conscience promote my own stuff because it wasn't up to a standard that I was happy with. And for me, there's a lot of radio guys and gals who are really good at promoting themselves, really good at padding their brand, but they are, in the end, they don't have as much substance as other people out there. For me, my shit's got to be on. Excuse me for dropping it. My stuff's got to be tight. And when I am feeling good about what I'm doing, then I'll be promoting that like a Kardashian. But until that time, like if you sent me the link, I would retweet it, like whatever. You're like, hey man, this is you on my show. Yeah, I'm gonna retweet it. But yeah, man, I can see why if you're talking about comedians and stuff like that, comedians, and there's a lot of us in this industry who hate ourselves. And so a lot of times when you send a link, we hear our own voice or we see ourselves, and it doesn't come out a certain way. We're like, no, I'm not sending this out. We're shooting it from a wrong angle or whatever.
That is, I think you hit the nail on the head there. To be a comedian, or I guess to a radio personality to a certain extent, you know, you're trying to be entertaining, and maybe just entertainers in general, you do hate yourself.
Yeah.
I love to hate myself, though. It's fun, and it brings me a lot of joy to do this.
Oh, good, man.
I get much more joy, and not joy, much more done being miserable. I never get anything done if I'm happy. Oh, forget it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
There's only a drug that could keep you in that miserable state.
It's called women. Yeah, they manage to do it to me all the time. So I don't know, man. Do you want to? So it's the FisherExperience.com. They could find you there.
On Twitter, at Fisher the Man.
Okay. Okay, you got to get out of here, I guess, then. It's 8:26.
All right.
Do you want to just call it a day?
Sounds good, man.
I got a few things to read, but I'll pause it and then let you get out of here, and then I'll read all my stuff.
Well, cool. Thanks for having me on.
I hope you come back sometime.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Chris Fisher, broadcast professional, a long time. hero of mine, I guess. I've listened to you since I was a kid, so
thanks,
it's good to have you.
Thank you.
All right, I'll be back in 1 second. I'm going to read some stuff, so hang tight. All right, good guy. Fun talk there. So, coming up this Saturday, January 24th, go check out the Cigar City guys at Enigma right here in St. Pete, 1110 Central Avenue. Last week's homemade podcast broadcast person that was on, Matt Fernandez, he's going to be performing. Past guest Law Smith, David Weingarten are also going to be there, Joe Riga, and Krishna Reedy. Also, Thursday, January 29th is the first homemade broadcast Cigar City Showcase that's happening at Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue. David Weingarten, John J. Murray, Chris Mattson, Joe Riga, Krishna Reedy be performing there. And just announced March 7th, Comedy at Foo Bar right here in St. Pete, 658 Central Avenue. Myself, Jake Barsness, Kyle Roos, Chris Mattson, and Matt Fernandez will be performing there. That should be a good one. St. Pete Comedy's taking off. I'm really excited about it. And, of course, we got homemade broadcast stickers and Radio St. Pete stickers. Email me at thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com for that. And with that, I'm just going to leave it at that, right? All right, great. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you to my guest, Chris Fisher. Interesting guy. And I'll talk to you next week. All right, bye-bye.